the one thing from the ranching perspective that I think is some people might overlook is how vitally important the public lands grazing permits are to almost every single ranch in this valley and the majority of ranchers in western Colorado and across the west. My ranch that Sloan just mentioned is split by the Garfield-Pitkin County line. My house sits on the Pitkin County side, so I know those numbers a little better, but Pitkin County is 86% federally owned. If we did not have that Forest Service land available to us, we and every other rancher around Carbondale and in this whole valley would be out of business. We simply have no other place to go. The federal land is the vast majority of land here. Garfield County has a slightly less percent. I think they're about two-thirds federally owned. But again, it's where we need to be in the summertime in this time. I think that what Sloan said about working with our politicians to help our friends in the Forest Service defend and what they need is an increase in their budget. The idea that year after year after year you can continually slash their budget for managing these federal lands when the use of those federal lands is skyrocketing, boy, they've got to be pretty innovative year after year after year to be asked to do so much more with less and less and less. We really need to support them. And I know when you read a lot of the popular press, I hate to even call them ranchers, but people like Cliven Bundy and his sons try to highlight the conflict between public land managers and the ranchers who rely on those lands. That is certainly not the case around here. We work very closely and very well, I think, with our federal land managers. And I'd hate it to be any other way. So when you hear those or read those popular reports, don't give them much credence, because there was a deafening silence from all mainstream ranching groups in support of the Bundys. No one wants to go that route. We want to work with the Forest Service. We want to continue, and they need the money to run their operations with the increase in just every use that is out there on the forest. You can't do more and more and more with less and less and less. It just doesn't work. I also want to say, reiterate what everyone else has said, how vitally important these public lands are, not only to ranchers, but to our entire community. I've been fairly active with Thompson Divide, and it's just been astounding. They just totally unanimous support that this community from Glenwood clear up the valley has lent to the Thompson Divide effort. It's incredible, and it's because it's so important to our communities. I was this spring in Washington, and the Mesa County Commissioner was there and saying, our economy's crashing. We've based everything we have on oil and gas, and we are just in terrible, terrible shape. We need more oil and gas. Well, oil and gas is always going to be boom and bust, and I think they are seeing the results of basing their economy on one little part of the economy, on oil and gas. It's not going to be a long-term sustainable thing. I was able to get up and say, well, Carbondale's really dependent on our clean natural environment, on our pristine forest lands. It's fantastic for our economy. We have companies like Backbone Media that employ 50 people. And it's not the only company like that in Carbondale. There are other advertising agencies and companies that put the little pop-ups when you turn on your computer. Somehow I wish I could turn them off, but but they employ people and they are good for the economy in this valley. And they're here. They choose to live here because it's such a spectacular place in a clean environment. If we didn't have it, those companies would go elsewhere. And lastly, I just want to reiterate, why our European, if that's the case, ancestors chose to leave Europe? It is because the aristocracy, the nobility, owned all the land. You were able to gather what firewood you could by hook and by crook, pulling down. You weren't allowed to use a saw, you weren't allowed to use an axe. And you could come to this country and have the forest, be able to walk on it, be able to refresh your soul at any time. And that's what one of the things that makes this country so great. And I'll just close that we need to have our politicians, and I totally agree, this should not be a partisan issue whatsoever. This is a common sense issue. Senator Bennett has been great in working to protect the public lands. I think Senator Gardner probably has a better understanding of agriculture than almost every other senator in Washington. But Yuma, Colorado doesn't have much public land around it. We need to tell him how important these public lands are, not only for agriculture, but for our entire community, and bring him on board so that we can do this in a nonpartisan way and help protect these lands. Thanks.